This is the Sakar Merli of the 30th of October, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to remain very simple. When you wear expensive, fashionable clothes, body consciousness comes. Question. In which aspect do some children become lazy if they don't have a high status in their fortune? Answer. Baba says, children, in order to reform yourselves, keep your chart. There is a lot of benefit in keeping a chart of your remembrance. Always keep a notebook with you. Check for how long you stayed in remembrance of the Father. What is your register like? Is your character divine? Do you stay in remembrance of Baba while doing everything? It is only when you have remembrance that your rust can be removed and your fortune can become elevated. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You sweetest children must definitely have a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan in your homes. You experience great happiness on seeing it, because it is the aim and objective of this study. You know that you are students and that God is teaching you. You are God's students. You are studying this study. Everyone's aim is the same. Let there be great happiness on seeing this picture. You children heard the song. He is the Lord who is very innocent. Some consider Shankar to be the innocent Lord. They have mixed up Shiva with Shankar. You now know that Shiva is God, the highest on high, and that Shankar is a deity. So how could they be one and the same? You also heard in the song that he is the protector of the devotees. The devotees must definitely be experiencing calamities. There are the calamities of the five vices for everyone. Everyone is a devotee. No one can be called a knowledgeable soul. Just as Shiva and Shankar are separate, so this knowledge and devotion are also completely separate. Once you receive this knowledge, devotion doesn't remain. You become the masters of the land of happiness. You receive salvation for half a cycle. Through just one signal, you attain your inheritance for half a cycle. You can see how many difficulties the devotees have. Through this knowledge, you become deities. Then, when the devotees are in difficulty, that is, when they experience sorrow, the Father comes. The Father explains, according to the drama, whatever happened in the past has to repeat again. Then, when worshipping begins, the path of sin, which means the path of becoming impure, begins. In this, the number one vice is lust. It is said of this, by conquering lust, you become the conquerors of the world. They don't gain victory. No one in the kingdom of Ravan can take birth without vice. The kingdom of Ravan doesn't exist in the Golden Age. If Ravan were to exist there too, what would God establish the kingdom of Rama for? A father has so much concern that all his children remain happy. He accumulates wealth to give to his children to keep them happy. However, it is not like that here. This is a world of sorrow. The Unlimited Father says, you experience happiness for birth after birth there. You receive plenty of wealth there. You don't experience sorrow there for 21 births. No one goes bankrupt there. Let your intellects imbibe these things and you can stay very happy internally. Your knowledge and yoga are completely incognito. You don't have physical weapons, etc. The Father explains, the sword is of this knowledge. They have symbolized this with physical weapons on the goddesses. Those who study the scriptures never say that this sword is of knowledge or bracelet of knowledge. Only the Unlimited Father can explain this. They believe that since the Shakti army gained victory, they must definitely have had weapons. The Father comes and tells you about all of these mistakes. Many people will listen to all of these things of yours. Even the scholars, etc., will come one day. He is the Unlimited Father. It is only by following Srimat that you children can experience benefit. Your body consciousness will then break. This is why wealthy people don't come here. The Father says, renounce all arrogance of your bodies. People have great intoxication of their fine clothes, etc. You are now in a state of simplicity. You are now going to your in-laws' home. There, you will have plenty of ornaments to wear. You mustn't wear expensive clothes here. The Father says, remain very simple. Whatever actions I perform, ... You children also have to remain very simple. Otherwise, you have body consciousness. All of that causes a lot of damage. You know that you are going to your in-laws' home. There you will receive plenty of jewellery. You mustn't wear jewellery, etc. here. Nowadays, there is a great deal of robbery, etc. Robbers rob you in the streets. Day by day, this kind of upheaval, etc., will continue to increase. This is why the Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. By becoming body conscious, you forget the Father. It is only at this time that you have to make this effort. Later, on the path of devotion, you won't need to make this effort. You are now at the confluence age. You know that the Father comes at this most elevated confluence age. War will definitely take place. Many atomic bombs, etc., continue to be manufactured. No matter how much you beat your heads for them to stop doing that, it is not possible. It is fixed in the drama. Even when you try to explain to them, they don't understand. Death definitely has to take place. Therefore, how could they stop doing that? They understand everything, and yet they don't stop manufacturing them. This is fixed in the drama. The Yadavs and the Kauravs have to be destroyed. Yadavs are the people who live in Europe. They are proud of their science through which destruction takes place. Then there is victory through the pride of silence. You are taught to have the pride of silence. Become an embodiment of silence. Remember the Father. Dead silence. I, a soul, am detached from this body. Does anyone else make effort to leave his body as we do? Go and search throughout the whole world. Is there anyone else who says, O soul, I now have to leave this body? Become pure, otherwise you will experience punishment. Who experiences punishment? Souls. At that time, souls receive visions of the sins they have committed and the punishment that they are to receive for those sins. At such a time, that soul feels as though he is receiving the punishment of many births. If so much sorrow is experienced, what would be the balance of happiness that remains? The Father says, you must not perform any more sinful acts. Keep your register. In every school, they keep a register of everyone's activity and behaviour. Even the education minister says, the character of Barrett is no good now. Tell them, we are making our characters like those of Lakshmi and Narayan. Constantly keep a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan with you. That is your aim and objective. We are becoming like them. We are establishing the original, eternal deity religion by following Srimat. Everyone's activity and behaviour is being reformed here. You hold a court here. Children at all the centres must also hold a court. Tell them, keep your chart every day so that you can be reformed. If it is not in someone's fortune, he becomes lazy. It is very good to keep your chart. You understand that by knowing this cycle of 84 births, you become the rulers of the globe. It is so easy. However, you also have to become pure. Keep your chart of the pilgrimage of remembrance. You will benefit a great deal by doing that. If you don't keep a note of it, it can be understood that you do not remember Baba. You must always have your notebook with you. You have to keep your chart. For how long did I remember the Father? Unless you have remembrance, your rust cannot be removed. In order for rust to be removed from something, it is put into paraffin. While doing everything, remember the Father, and you will receive the fruit of your efforts. It does take effort. You won't be crowned just like that. Baba is giving you such a high status, therefore some effort does have to be made. You don't have to use your hands or feet here. This study is absolutely easy. Your intellects are aware of what you are being made into by Shiv Baba through Brahma. Wherever you go, you must always have your badge with you. Tell them, in fact, this is our coat of arms. There has to be great royalty in explaining to others. Explain with a lot of sweetness. Explain the coat of arms. Also, explain what a loving intellect is and what a non-loving intellect is. Do you know the Father? You wouldn't call your physical Father God. Only the unlimited Father is the purifier and the ocean of happiness. It is only from him that you receive an abundance of happiness. On the path of ignorance, they believe that their mother and father give them happiness. Then they are sent to their in-laws' house. Yours is the unlimited in-law's house. Those are the limited ones. Perhaps that mother and father might give you 5 to 7 million or 1 billion. The father has named you. The children who are going to become multi-multi-millionaires. There it is not a question of wealth. You receive everything there. The palaces there are very beautiful. You receive palaces for birth after birth. There is the example of Sudama. People have heard about the handful of rice, and so they also bring that here. However, you can't eat rice by itself. Therefore, they also bring a few spices, etc. They bring it with so much love. They understand that Baba will provide for them for birth after birth. This is why he is called the bestower. On the path of devotion, you give in the name of God, and this is why you receive something short-lived in your next birth. When someone gives something to the poor or opens a college, then in return for that donation, he receives an education in his next birth. If he builds a guest house for pilgrims, then because of the many who stayed and experienced happiness there, he receives a good home to stay in. Here, however, it is a matter of birth after birth. You know that whatever you give to Shiv Baba is going to be used for you. Shiv Baba doesn't keep anything for himself. He told this one, "Give everything you have and you will become the master of the world." He was granted a vision of destruction and a vision of the kingdom. He became so intoxicated that Baba was making him into the master of the world. In the Gita, it says that Arjuna was granted a vision and told, "Remember me, and this is what you will become." He was granted a vision of destruction and establishment. This one's mercury of happiness also rose from the beginning. This was part of the drama. No one knows this lucky chariot. Therefore, you children have to keep this aim and objective in your intellects. We are becoming this. To the extent that you make effort, so you will accordingly claim a high status. It is remembered, follow the Father. That refers to this time. The unlimited Father says, follow the advice I give you. I also tell you what this one did. God is also called the businessman, the jewel merchant and the magician. Baba suddenly gave up everything. Previously he was a jeweler of physical jewels, and he has now become a jeweler of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. It is such great magic to change hell into heaven. He is also the businessman. Baba makes such a good bargain with you children. He takes your straws and handfuls of rice and gives you palaces in return. He enables us to earn such great incomes. The business of diamonds and jewels also takes place in this way. When an American customer comes, he is charged 500 to 1,000 rupees for something that cost 100 rupees. They charge him a lot of money. You have the most ancient thing of all, and that is this ancient yoga. You have now found the innocent Lord. He is so innocent. Just look what he is making you into. In return for your straws, look at what he is making you into for 21 births. Human beings don't understand anything. Sometimes they say that the innocent Lord gave them something. Sometimes they say that Amber gave them that. Sometimes they say that their guru gave them that. Here, this is a study. You are sitting in this godly university. This Gita is also called the godly university. God speaks is written in the Gita, but no one knows who God is. Ask anyone. Do you know the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? The Father is the master of the garden. He is changing you from thorns into flowers. That is called the Garden of Allah. Europeans speak of paradise. Bharat truly was a land of angels. It is now a graveyard. You are now becoming the masters of the land of angels again. The Father has come to awaken those who are sleeping. You know this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Those who have woken up will also wake others up. If someone doesn't wake others up, it means that he himself hasn't yet woken up. Therefore, the Father explains, these songs, etc., are also fixed in the drama. Some songs are very good. When you are unhappy, play these songs and you will become very happy. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. This song too is very good. The night is now coming to an end. People believe that the more worshipping they do, the sooner they will find God. When they have a vision of Hanuman, etc., they believe that they have found God. The Father says, all of those visions, etc., are fixed in the drama. They are given a vision of whomever they have a feeling of devotion for. But there is no one really like that. The Father has said, all of you must always have your badges with you. There are many different types of badges made. This badge is very good for explaining to others. You are the spiritual military. The military always have their insignia. When you children have your badges with you, you have the intoxication that this is what you are becoming. We are students. Baba is changing us from humans into deities. Human beings worship deities. Deities do not worship deities. Here, ordinary human beings worship deities because deities are elevated. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Constantly keep your aim and objective in your intellect. Always keep a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan with you. Stay happy knowing that you are studying in order to become like them. We are now God's students. 2. Give your old straw and a handful of rice and receive a palace in return. Follow Father Brahma and become a jeweller of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Blessing. May you be a master bestower of support for all by being a victorious jewel on the basis of faith. Because the children whose intellects have faith become victorious, they constantly dance in happiness. They do not speak about their victory, but because of being victorious, they increase the courage in others. They do not try to make anyone look small, but they become master bestowers of support, the same as the Father. That is, they lift them up when they are down. They constantly stay far away from any waste. To step away from waste is to become victorious. Such victorious children become master bestowers of support for everyone. Slogan: only those who serve with selflessness and a stage that is free from sin become embodiments of success. Aviat signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. In order to experiment with yoga, you have to underline even more having purity in your vision and attitude. Make the foundation of your thoughts pure, knowledgeful and powerful. No matter how much someone who comes in front of you has been wandering and become distressed with waves of sorrow and may think that it is impossible to remain happy, as soon as he comes in front of you, let your image, your attitude and your vision transform that soul. This is how to experiment with yoga. Om Shanti.